You're listening to the Websurd and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. The global digital marketing boom has caused a surge in the creation of digital marketing software. The Pakistani government has been ordered to unblock YouTube, and online content marketing is popular in Japan. The global digital marketing boom has caused a surge in the creation of digital marketing software. More and more businesses are realizing the value of online marketing, with 2 million new domains being registered globally in the last quarter alone, taking the number of domain names to just shy of 300 million. Reflecting this rise of online marketing, the global digital marketing software market is expected to grow at an annual rate of 17% for the next 4 years. One software company that is taking advantage of the booming online marketing market is Amarsys, which recently received $33 million worth of funding from Vector Capital. Amarsys, which produces B2C e-commerce cloud marketing software, plans to use this money to increase its presence in several Asian countries, including Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore. The Asia-Pacific region is set to be the strongest B2C e-commerce market this year and is predicted to account for 33% of global e-commerce sales, more than North America at 32% and Western Europe at 25%. The Standing Committee on Information Technology and Communications in Pakistan has told the government it should end its ban of YouTube. YouTube is blocked in Pakistan as a result of the country's strict anti-blasphemy laws, which states that imprisonment and even death sentences can be given to those who insult Islam. The news comes just as Google had allegedly almost finished developing a blasphemy-free version of YouTube just for Pakistan. The Standing Committee's recommendation to unblock YouTube has been met with delight from freedom of speech advocates, who say the ban amounted to censorship. Online content marketing is popular in Japan, according to research by Groover. 83% of online advertisers questioned said they had engaged in content marketing, with this proportion rising to 86% when including traditional print advertisers. The most common goal of Japanese content marketers was to boost awareness of the country's products or services, with over 80% saying they engaged in content marketing to achieve this goal. Recalling company products and attracting people to the company's website were also common reasons cited by over half of online marketers. Attracting new customers was a less common reason cited only by a third of respondents. The main challenge faced by content marketers in Japan was convincing bosses that it was worth investing in, as the performance of content marketing campaigns is difficult to quantitatively measure. The Indian e-commerce market is lagging behind its fellow BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, and China. Research by Ernst & Young has revealed that only 14% of Indian internet users engage in e-commerce, compared to around 35% in Brazil and Russia and 55% in China. Indians also tend to buy lower cost items online compared to online shoppers from other BRIC nations. The average purchase cost is around 70% lower in India, according to the report, showing that many Indians are still not comfortable buying expensive items online. The retail e-commerce market is worth around $5 billion in India, less than the $16 and $17 billion in Brazil and Russia respectively, and far less than the $426 billion that the Chinese retail e-commerce market is worth. And finally, the 10th annual UAfrica e-commerce awards have taken place. Takealot.com was crowned as the most popular South African e-commerce website, as well as the site with the best mobile e-commerce website. Meanwhile, yuppiechef.com was awarded for having the best e-commerce store and the best shopping process. Kapas Baby and Toddler took the best small e-commerce business award, and Action Gear received the award for best customer service. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.